At 8 a.m. on February 28th, some 400 to 500 people gathered outside the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco for a demonstration and civil disobedience to demand a new trial for death row journalist Mumia Abu-Jamal. Protesters came from as far away as Olympia and Seattle, Washington. They ranged from high school and college students doing their first political action to a Spanish Civil War nurse to a current presidential candidate. The action took place concurrently with a similar demonstration in front of the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. Here now are highlights from the San Francisco protests. It is 8:03, and there are already several hundred people here. The cops are also out in full force. They are wearing very large billy clubs. They are wearing boots. None of them are wearing helmets right now. They all came out in baseball caps. But I see helmets on the ground. They have them in their hands or they have them stacked up by a tree. Hi, ma'am. Why are you out here on this early morning?
I'm over here to protest what the government is doing to Mumia Abu-Jamal. And I don't think it's right what they're doing. He should be freed because he didn't commit any crime at all. And he's sitting in prison and constantly being threatened by the death penalty, which is a cruel, cruel thing to do to a person. And he has done no harm to anyone. He has not done anything wrong, and yet he sits in prisons for years and years and years and years.
Hi. What brings you out here this morning?
Well, a bunch of us came down from Portland, Oregon, and we feel it's crucial that our voices be heard so that Mumia is given a retrial, and perhaps a fair one this time. There are a group of Lewis and Clark College students from there, and then regular folks like ourselves that came down, and from people from Olympia, Washington, and Seattle came as well.
Where are you from?
Berkeley. UC Berkeley. Of all the issues, I think this is pretty much up there at the top. Like, when it involves human lives, it just takes so much more precedence than anything else. Yeah, I think this is one of the most important issues to Berkeley students.
There's a lot of white people here, and I wanted to know how you felt about that.
Oh, dear. That's probably the last question that I would have anticipated. And this is something that I've raised in discussions with other sisters and brothers in the community. I honestly don't know what the politically correct thing to say is. All that I can say is that it is critical that we prevent the state of Pennsylvania from murdering Mumia Abu-Jamal. And we have to be grateful for the fact that the people who've stepped up to do that work have, no matter what their ethnicity, no matter what their race, we're grateful for that commitment. Yes, I am.
What brings you here this morning?
Well, to help demonstrate against this, what they're doing to our people. It's ridiculous. It doesn't make any difference if you're black or green or red or what. I mean, if they can do this to just anybody, you know, the next thing you know, you don't have any freedoms.
Did you link this issue to the Diallo verdict?
To a certain extent, yes. Yes, I would. I mean, I can't believe they did that. Here, I'm going to give you this. My husband is running for president, and he's going to stop this sort of malarkey going on.
What party is he running on?
Reform Party. He wants to take the Reform Party away from Buchanan and his ilk and have it for the peace and justice movement.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
So, what's it like to run for president?
Well, it's very tiring, very exciting. The exciting thing is that a minute I get inaugurated, I can pardon Mumia and Leonard Peltier. I can end the sanctions against Iraq, the embargo of Cuba, close the School of the Americas, abolish the CIA, end the stockpile stewardship program, and begin bringing the troops home from overseas. I'm Robert Bowman.
Kelia.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Writers have a history of ending up on death row, don't they?
Well, all writers don't end up on death row, but oftentimes writers do end up on death row, and that's because the death penalty is a weapon. It's a political weapon that's used, and it's used against dissidents. And since writers are oftentimes dissidents, they become the target of this weapon. So, yes, writers will oftentimes become political targets, and then it's not too long before some excuse is found for bringing them into the criminal injustice system, and then some do end up on death row. For the Writers Union in particular, this is an extremely important case. First, because of the violation of Mamiya's rights of free expression, which date all the way back to the time when he was a journalist in Philadelphia, and he lost his job because he came up against the Rizzo administration. And then since he's been on death row, you know, his works have been censored and many, many measures have been used against him to try to shut him up. So for that reason, this is a very important case. Another reason is that Mamiya Abu-Jamal is a member of the National Writers Union. So we are out here defending one of our own.
All right, just a couple of quick announcements. There are legal observers, and they are wearing green armbands. So they are also here to assist us. And if you plan to be involved in the action a little later on, the action of civil disobedience, there is a registration table to our left. That's very important so that we have your names and we can work with you, you know, if things get a little sticky, to see that you're processed quickly and released. Okay? All right. I just want to welcome the crowd. My name is Muja Shakir, and I think it's important that you all know who some of the people and who some of the organizers are for today. All African People's Revolutionary Party, Art and Revolution Convergence, the Bay Area Police Watch, Bay Area Haitian American Council, the Bay Area Mobilization to Free Mumia Abu-Jamal, the Black Radical Congress, the Buddhist Peace Fellowship Prison Project, California Nurses Association, the California Coalition for Women Prisoners, California Prison Focus, California for Justice, Communications Workers of America Local 9415, Critical Resistance, Death Penalty Focus, Don Paul, writer and performer, Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, Food Not Bombs, San Francisco, Free the Angola 3 Support Committee, Global Exchange, International Socialist Organization, Jericho Amnesty Movement, La Gay, that's Lesbian and Gay Insurrection, Larry Binsky, host KPFA, Legal Services for Prisoners with Children, Lesbian Avengers, Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, Mark Sapir, medical doctor. Madel Sherrick, Vice Mayor of Berkeley. Media Alliance, National Coalition of Blacks for Reparations in America. National People's Campaign, National Lawyers Guild, National Writers Union, Local 3. Norman Solomon, author and syndicated columnist. Northern California Coalition for Immigrant Rights. Out of Control, that's the Lesbian Committee to Support Women Political Prisoners. Prison Radio Project, Refuse and Resist, Robert Allen, that's the Black Scholar newspaper or magazine, San Jose Peace Center, Solidarity, St. Joseph, the Workers' Social Action Commission, STORM, Standing Together to Organize a Revolutionary Movement, Third Eye Movement, United for Justice, Whispered Media, Women of Color Resource Center, Women in Black Berkeley. Yakin. Yakin is a student organization over at Castlemont High School. The United Catholic Church and all the other groups that were not mentioned, please, sisters and brothers, comrades and friends, join this coalition, join this movement, because it is connected with so many things. You know, we have got to stop compartmentalizing our struggles. Free Mumia! Free all political prisoners! Abolish the death penalty! All right, here's a statement from Mumia Abu-Jamal. Every politician within earshot boasts of the guarantees of the Constitution as if it is a sacred and holy relic. He boasts about how special, rare, and extraordinary it is, and how it is a light to the world. Yet, when it comes to the case you all are involved in, those guarantees become quickly forgotten, and those high, holy, sacred promises fall like rain on dry, arid earth. You, all of you,
make it into a reality. For that, I must thank you. For your example, which comes from the heart, is mightier than that which proceeds from the icy breath of courts. Either people have the right of protest or they don't. Either they are free to do so or they are not. There is no middle ground. I thank you for standing your ground. To freedom for us all, Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Thank you, Kilo. I'd like to introduce Professor and sister, comrade and friend, Angela Davis.
This is a pivotal moment in the legal case. You know that Judge Young has agreed to consider a motion that would allow him to revisit the rulings of Judge Szabo, the hanging judge. Which means that for the first time, there is a concrete possibility of victory. And we have to take advantage of that. That means that over the next few months, we have to figure out how to broaden this movement. We have to figure out how to reach more people. We have to sharpen our arguments in order to persuade people, regardless of where they're coming from, that their place right now is in the movement to save Mumia's life. We have to remember that in Illinois now there is a death penalty moratorium. That's a victory. The Philadelphia City Council has called for a moratorium in Pennsylvania. We have to, as has been pointed out many times, link this movement to the campaign for justice for Amadou Diallo.
Are you ready? Are you ready to become women?
All right, the time to move is now. I have a couple of pointers, but we'd like to ask those of you who are going to join us in getting arrested to move now onto the sidewalk adjacent to the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. A couple of things. Before you step across the curbside here, you might want to leave your backpacks, purses, all that kind of extra stuff with a friend. Because the more you take with you, the longer it's going to take to get everybody processing out. You do want to take with you a picture ID from whatever state or whatever kind of official thing you have, okay? The other thing I got to mention to you is when you get to the sidewalk, we would like to ask that you stand on the cement, gray part of the sidewalk, not the marble part of the sidewalk. The distinction is we'd like to invite you to get arrested by the San Francisco PD. They'll be dealing with the sidewalk. If you wander up the steps or onto the marble stuff, that's the federal folks, and we want to stay away from them for today, okay?
There's an officer taking videotape from behind where the protesters are. Officer, just tell me that it's likely going to be charges of failure to disperse and blocking the sidewalk.
We say no.
Why are you going to get arrested?
This is the right thing to do. I'm 60 years old. I'm a professor. And one thing I know, Mumia did not get a free trial. We have to uphold the right of all people of color and everybody in this justice system, this injustice system that we have now in America.
I'm getting arrested to make a statement that the system that is imprisoning Mumia Abu-Jamal is unjust, and this is the only way to bring attention to that. Defying the law, defying an unjust law, is the only way to bring attention to that fact, that he is innocent.
For Mumia, Leonard Peltier, and all other political prisoners, for myself, for my own rights.
It's time for me to encounter the criminal injustice system in a more intimate way, and I know a lot of people really have to deal with this and I don't on such a personal level, and it's just time for me to make that gesture.
At every level, this is an injustice, and we have to. Somebody has to stand up for him. We're here because we believe that everyone needs justice. We need a fair place to live, and he has got none of that.
This is about the haves and the have-nots, and this is a way that I can actually show my support for Mamiya without voting and without going through all of the bureaucratic system. This shows my physical support for Mamiya Abdul-Jabbar.
Because it's important to put our bodies on the line for somebody who's facing the death penalty for a crime that he's innocent of.
I'm going to be arrested to stop the execution of Mumia Abdul-Jabbar.
It's time for a living wage is your button. Do you see any connection between that and Mumia?
Yeah, the connection is part of the struggle for the economic and social justice in this country. To stop the a system that's driving people into poverty. It's an economic system that's so highly competitive that it's destroying lives, and that the state is throwing more people into prisons instead of having a system that is allows people the opportunities of getting a job at decent wages and being able to support a family on what they earn.
Councilman Worthington, right?
Yes.
Hi. And why are you getting arrested today?
Well, I think Mumia Abdul-Jabbar is perhaps the preeminent example of why we need a moratorium on executions. Because we should not see a single person who is innocent executed by the government. In the last few years, we've seen 85 cases of people who were found to be innocent. The city of Berkeley has unanimously voted in support of supporting his release, and I'm here to represent the city's position.
Why are you getting arrested today?
Mumia spent 17 years in jail. The least I could do is spend one day in jail. Our people have been suffering for 500 years. One day for me is nothing.
I mean, this is it, right? This is the last chance. This is his one and only federal habeas petition. And if we don't get a new trial, then everything kind of goes on Sabo, the hanging judge's record.
I'm a high school teacher. I think it's interesting you can present some of the key evidence to students, and they'll say at a minimum he deserves a new trial.
Have you taught the Mumia case as like part of a civics class?
I did in a seventh grade classroom last semester. We reviewed a documentary on his case, and then we analyzed as a class without us as teachers trying to steer the students one way or the other, but the vast majority of the classroom came up with the fact that he deserves a new trial and that the evidence does not substantiate guilt beyond a reasonable doubt.
Professor Davis, what does it say to you that there's so many people here who are babies when Mumia was arrested?
Well, of course, it means that the legacy of struggling for justice has been taken up by the younger generation. And I truly believe that it is young people who are going to make a difference. And, you know, this kind of action is quite exciting to see so many younger people so excited about doing what is necessary to do in order to secure justice, not only for Mumia, but in connection with the whole range of issues that people have talked about today. I think it's very important that there's so many young white people present here associating themselves with the movement to free Mumia. At the same time, it's an indication that we have a lot of work to do because the demonstration should be a lot more racially diverse than it is.
Excuse me? Okay, how can I leave? I'm not part of this action.
She says you're in here.
I'm in? Because
yep.
Nobody said that. I'm just free press asking questions. Yep. I want to leave. I'm not part of this.
You can go down to that end where they're arresting people and talk to the captain.
Okay. Okay, they're starting to take some people away.
Can't be in here, man.
Okay, where can I leave? I'm just looking
to
leave.
Go out this way.
Okay. Okay, the cops were willing to keep me in the circle. I just got out by the grace of an officer who saw I was pressed and didn't want to stay and was willing to let me out. But the cops on the other line were not going to let me out. Okay, so I'm now back across the street. Some people are starting to be taken away. There is a big sheriff's bus here. There are several vans here, too. Everything's peaceful. Noisy, but peaceful. All told, 164 people were arrested. 185 people were arrested in Washington, D.C. I'm Kelly Romaris in San Francisco.